It's always a joy to be with you folks.
每次来到大家当中都很高兴。
I love Sunday afternoons at the Chinese Church in Fairfield.
我很喜欢周日的下午来到南康州华人基督教会与你们在一起。
I trust you had a great summer.
我相信你们一定有一个很好的一个暑假。
But today is definitely fall.
今天一定是已经进入秋季了。
Last night at 10:30 at night, my wife and I went outside and covered our garden so it wouldn't get the frost on it.
我们今天早上在我们家的后院走的时候，就发现了很多秋天的迹象。
And our peppers made it through.
我们的这个辣椒已经成熟坠落了。
8 years ago, my wife and I had the opportunity to travel to Switzerland.
几年前，我和我太太有这样的机会可以去瑞士旅游。
My wife's mother is 100% Swiss, and her grandparents came here in the 1920s from Switzerland.
我太太的妈妈是百分之百瑞士人，然后她的祖母也是从瑞士在那边出生生活。
And our second bed and breakfast was in a valley where it was very dark and foggy and misty.
我们第二天所住的地方还有吃早餐的地方是在一个山谷里面，那里蛮有这个云雾缭绕。
But that same day, we took a cable car to the top of Mount Nisan.
但是我们同一天呢，我们必须得坐缆车到达这个山的山顶。
And we were above the clouds.
我们在云上。
We were looking down at the clouds. It was an awesome experience.
我们从上往下看，看见很多的云。
And I made an observation that day that life is very different in the valley than it is on the mountaintop.
当那天我悟到一个事情，就是当我们走过人生这样的情境的时候，到底我们是站在山谷这样看人生，还是站在山顶那个眼光是完全不一样的。
When you're in the valley, life is really dark and foggy, and you're not sure where to go.
当你在山谷的时候，你在人生低谷的时候，好像生活看起来很黑暗，毫无亮光，毫无前面，没有什么出路，所以是很抑郁的。
Life in this valley is uncertain. It's even frightening to live in the valley.
当我们在人生山谷的时候，常常是黑暗的，常常是没有希望的，甚至是令人害怕、颤抖、绝望的。
But when you get to the mountaintop, life is spectacular.
但是当你站在山顶的时候，你用山顶的眼光看你人生的回望的时候，你会发现人生何等的美好。
Life is amazing when you live on top of the mountain.
人生是非常的奇妙的，当你真的是用山顶的眼光来看。
The book of Isaiah, the first 39 chapters are about life in the valley.
以赛亚书前39章都是在讲生活在人生低谷的以色列人。
They're hard chapters to read because the judgment of God has come upon the nation of Israel.
那前39章非常难读，因为那满满的都是神对以色列人的审判。
And whenever a country turns away from God, it is always headed towards God's judgment.
当每一个王、每一个民族来真的是背逆神的时候，就看见神这个审判的手一直加在他们身上。
But in chapter 40, the prophet goes up to the top of the mountain.
但是到了四十章，这个先知来到了这个山峰。
This chapter was written to move people from darkness, from the valley, to the beautiful, spectacular vistas on top of the mountain.
所以第四十章，这个先知将人们从低谷挪到了山顶，让他们看一看不同的风景。
So where are you today?
所以今天你们处在什么样的位置？
I'm always tempted to just stop the sermon and go around and ask each one of you individually, are you in the valley or in your mountaintop?
我很想说，我就不讲道了，我就走到你们身边每一个人来问问，你们今天到底是在人生的低谷，还是在人生的山峰？
I was told this by one of my mentors, but he said that 70% of people that I'm speaking to are in the valley.
我的一个导师曾经跟我说过，当你真的去走向人群的时候，你会发现70%的人都处在人生低谷的时候。
And maybe you find yourself in the valley today.
所以可能很多你们当中也发现你们今天在人生的低谷。
You don't need to stay there.
你不需要停留在山谷里面。
There is a way for you to move from the valley to the mountaintop.
神有个方式可以让你从山谷进入到山峰的境地。
And even though these are only four verses,
尽管我们今天读的经文只是以赛亚书这个四十章的四节经文而已。
They contain very precise steps for us to take if we want to move from the valley to the mountaintop.
但是这四节经文当中包含了很多的信息，可以帮助我们从山谷移向山峰。
You ready to take these steps with me?
你们准备好了吗？
The first step is this.
这第一步。
Step towards the character of God.
我们要去跨步迈步去认识神的属性。
Could you read those two verses?
Sure. 以赛亚书四十章二十七节到二十八节，雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不审查？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主。
People in the valley complain, God, have you forgotten me? Have you forgotten my cause?
当人处在人生低谷的时候，常常发出的抱怨就是：神啊，你在哪里？你看见了吗？你到底在不在？
Lord, don't you see the bad guys are winning this?
主啊，你没看见坏人正在耀武扬威吗？
Don't you care about me?
你不在乎我吗？
When we're in the valley, it's very easy to whine and complain.
所以当我们在人生低谷的时候，我们很容易抱怨，很容易埋怨。
But then at 28, Isaiah gives a gentle reminder to these folks.
然后二十八节给了我们大家一个很温柔的一个提醒。
Don't you remember what you learned about God?
你岂不记得吗？你曾经所认识的神是怎么样的？
Come on, guys. Remember what you learned about God.
想想吧，想想你曾经认识的神，经历的神是怎么样的。
And there are two characteristics of God in these verses.
在这两节经文当中，有神的两个非常重要的属性。
He is everlasting, and He is the Creator.
他是永永远远存在的，他是那创造地极的主。
So if you want to move out of the valley and you want to go to the top of the mountain, focus on God's eternal nature. And that He is the Creator.
所以你想要从人生的低谷走向山峰的时候，你必须记得这两个神的属性，就是神是永恒的、永在的，他是创造地极的主。
Now that word "eternal" is a really tough word to translate.
当这个永生、永恒这个词其实是很难翻译的。
But think about this: at one point in time, there was nothing.
想想。当有一个时有一个节点什么都没有。
I mean, nothing, nothing.
我只一无所有。
And now there's something.
然后突然有一个点，突然有了，从无变有。
How did we go from nothing to something?
我们怎么知道这个怎么样从无到有的呢？
You have two choices.
你有两种选择。
The brilliant late Stephen Hawking said it happened by spontaneous generation.
像霍金那样聪明的人，他的选择是说，这世上没有神，就是这个就是自自然然发生的。
There was nothing.
什么都没有。
Poof.
然后有
something.
然后有了一个好像爆炸，有了一些东西。
That's how he explained it.
这个就是现今很多人如何解释。
Now, I don't have enough faith to believe that something can come out of nothing.
所以我呢，对于这个从无到有，说就是自然而然发生的，我还缺乏信心去相信它。
The Bible says that there is an eternal God.
圣经说到，我们有一个永在的神。
So that there was nothing, there was always God.
当其实什么都没有的时候，神就已经在那儿了。
In philosophical terms, he is the uncaused cause.
所以他是他就是自有拥有的。
He is the mover who makes everything.
他是这个总的策划者。
And without an everlasting God in control of this, there is no reality.
若不是这个永在的神一直在幕后掌管着一切，我们可能什么都看不到。
So we're going to focus on the eternal God who put the bang in the big bang.
所以我们要把重心放在这个永在的神，是他来是第一因，他将这个大爆炸引发了大爆炸。
You're doing a great job, by the way, with these. This is very different. This is philosophical. But he is also the creator of the ends of the earth.
他也是创造地极的主。
We are not cosmic accidents.
我们并不是神的，我们并不是无缘无故就突然的一个偶然的一个创造物。
You are not stardust.
你不是就是从无缘无故存在的。
You have been created by God in His image, and you are an incredibly complex individual.
你是按照神的形象和样式所造的，你里面有神的形象，而且你是一个有机的、复杂的一个个体。
It's very easy to forget when you're in the valley that God is there, and He is the creator and the sustainer of the universe.
当我们处在人生低谷的时候，我们常常忘记永在的神是创造我们的主。
And most importantly, that you are His creation.
而且很容易忘记我们是他完美的一个创造物。
He made you exactly the way He wanted you to be.
他真的是按照他的计划精心美妙地设计了你。
Our second step up this mountain.
第二步，我们要往上走向登上山峰的步骤。
We're going to step towards the understanding of God.
我们要跨步，我们要迈出这一步去了解神的智慧，他的智慧无法测度。
Could you read the verse?
Sure. 以赛亚书40:28下半段说：“你不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。”他的智慧无法测度。
How smart is God?
神有多聪明呢？
How wise is God?
神有多智慧呢？
Do you realize that there are 350,000 different types of beetles on planet Earth?
你们有没有想过，这个世界上有350,000种不同的甲壳虫？
How many ants?Are on planet Earth per person, which means for every individual, how many ants exist?
你们知道这个地球上总共有多少只蚂蚁吗？就是蚂蚁跟人的比例是多少？
Anybody think over 100?
如果有人想想这个比例是超过100:1
I'm going for a raise of hands here, okay? Anyone think over 100?
100:1的请举手。
Over 1,000.
1,000:1的举手。
Over 100,000. We got one hand. We got another hand. How about 1,000,000? We got two hands up. Any million. There we go. If we're up to 5. How about 2.5 million?
250,000:1.
That's the answer.
这就是地球上有蚂蚁跟人的比例是250,000:1.
2.5 million ants for you being on planet Earth.
每一个人，他对应着有250,000个蚂蚁在地球上。
God created them all.
所以神创造了每一只，他们当中的每一只。
There's a picture of a beautiful ant.
这是一个非常漂亮的蚂蚁的一个照片。
Except if they're in your house or your garden.
除了它，如果在你家，就是一个头疼的事。
How about DNA?
大家有没有知道这个关于你的核酸核糖这个 DNA 的这个信息？
Your body's made up of trillions of cells.
你的身体是由成千上万、上亿的细胞组成的。
How much information is in each cell in your body?
你知道你的每一个细胞里面还有多少的信息吗？
1,000,000 facts. Anybody think it's 1,000,000 facts?
大家有没有想过大概有
？We got another raise of hand. 1,000,000,000. How about 100,000,000? Anybody? 100,000,000 facts per cell.
1亿，每个细胞1亿。
How about 1,000,000,000? Anybody? 1,000,000,000?
10亿。
We got a 1 billion here. You know what the answer is? 6 billion bits of information per cell.
每一个细胞里面所含的信息是60亿比特的信息。
How is that possible if lightning strikes goop?
如果我们真的相信我们就是这样自然而然在混沌当中出现的，从无到有的，这怎么可能呢？
That's what they taught me in college, that lightning struck the goop and a cell came into existence.
所以这个就是在大学当中仍然在教的大爆炸理论，是跟我们所相信的创造论是截然相反的。
With 6 billion bits of information in that little cell.
所以在每一个细胞当中饱含着60亿比特的信息。
Do you understand how much God knows and his wisdom to create that cell?
所以你们知道神的智慧何等难以测度，就是他单单去制造人体的一个单单的细胞。
Stars in the universe.
宇宙当中的星辰。
I'm not even going to go here because there are so many that This is the illustration of how many stars there are in the universe.
这是只是一张图片，想要来反射体现这个宇宙星辰当中有多少的星宿。
The stars in the universe exceed the number of grains of sand on the beach, on every continent on planet Earth.
宇宙上所有星辰的数目加起来，比世界上所有的海滩的这个沙粒加起来的数目还要多。
It's called 76 trillion.
这个是这个单位，甚至我不知道怎么翻译啊，就是70再乘上10的21次方，就是70后面还有21个零，就是有这么多星辰。
And God knows every one of those stars by name.
神知道每一颗星星，并为它们命名。
He knows exactly how hot it is on every star.In the universe.
所以我们其实人类连知道一颗星星都花那么多，都花那么多力气。
Birds on planet Earth, 50 billion individual wild birds.
我们地球上关于这个野生鸟，大概有500亿只的野生鸟。
There are 1.6 billion sparrows on planet Earth.
然后麻雀大概就有16亿。
God knows when one of them falls to the ground.
马太福音说到，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。
He knows when there's 1.599999999 billion.
他知道这个每一只麻雀，更何况是你呢
？People in the valley forget that God is wise.
我们常常在现在人生低谷的时候，常常忘记神有多智慧。
People in the valley forget the understanding of God.
我们在低谷的时候，常常没有办法理解神的智慧。
People in the valley think that they can actually run the universe better than God does.
当我们现在人生低谷的时候，我们常常自以为我们更有能力，比神更有能力，可以来让这个宇宙如何运行的更好。
When you're born, your brain is about 14 ounces in weight.
当你出生的时候，你的大脑的重量大概是48 ounce.
The kids that were up here probably their brains are like. 1.5 pounds now.
现在刚刚在参加儿童信息的这些孩子，他们的大脑大概每一个人大概是1.5磅。
Your brain right now weighs about 3 pounds.
你现在大脑，成人的大脑大概是3磅左右。
Now scientists tell us that we use about 10% of our brains.
所以研究证明呢，科学家告诉我们，每个人大概这一生只用了我们大脑的这个智慧能力的1/10而已。
So you're living life with a quarter pounder.
所以你大概只用了多少？十分之一三的十分之一磅的。
That's from Burger King, the quarter pounder, right?
这个大概牧师用的是这个用这个 Burger King 这个汉堡店的这个秤来用的。
So with your quarter pounder, you're going to tell God how to run the universe?
所以你只有那么一点点的这个大脑，你想要说神，我会比你运行的更好。
People in the valley do that.
所以这个人现在人生低谷的时候，常常自以为是。
People on the mountaintop say, "I'm not God, you're God, and I'm really glad."
所以，但是在人生山峰的人，常常就知道我们是人，他是神。
People on the mountaintop say, "I'm not going to trust my quarter pounder, and I'm going to trust in your wisdom, God, that you know what you're doing."
在山峰的人常常知道并且满足于我们是人，他是神，并且愿意相信啊，神的一切都有他的美意。
Let's go to our third step.
第三步。
And that is a step towards the provision of God.
第三步就是我们要迈步去认识神的供应。
Could read 29:30.
Sure. 以赛亚书四十章二十九到三十节：疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Isaiah now reminds us of what God provides for us.
我们常常忘记神已经供应了我们多少。
And He can give us strength and power.
他能给我们能力和力量。
And that's the very thing that we need when we're in the valley.
当我们在真的是在人生山谷的时候，我们唯一需要的其实就是从神而来的能力和力量。
Valley people can't climb to the mountain because they don't have strength and power.
在山谷的人没有办法爬向山峰，因为他已经没有能力，没有力量。
The secret is how do we receive this strength and power?
其中的秘诀是什么呢？就是我们怎么样能够接受到这样的能力和力量。
And that happens through what I'm going to call the exchanged life.
这个获得能力和力量这个秘诀，我将它要用一个交换的一个生命。
Strength and power is not earned, it's not deserved. The key is that it is exchanged.
这个神的能力和力量不是通过我们的努力，不是通过我们的这个做一些什么事情挣得的，不是用我们的好的品格来挣得的。
So this is how it works.
所以这就是这个诀窍在哪里。
Lord, I'm weak. I don't know where to turn.
主啊，我们愿意向神来承认，主啊，我不知道现在人生该往哪个方向转。
Lord, I don't have the strength to even walk another day.
我几乎都没有能力，没有力量可以再走一天，再活一天。
Lord, please have mercy on me.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
Lord,I'm going to give you all of my weakness and my inadequacy.
主啊，我把我所有的软弱，所有的无能交给你。
Would you give me your strength?
求你给我从你而来的能力。
So we exchange our weakness and we receive His strength.
所以我们将我们的软弱，我们的无力交给神，让他将他能力赐下。
That's the secret of people on top of the mountain.
这就是能够登上山峰的人的他们的秘诀。
They're not strong in themselves. They're strong in God.
他们并不是因为他们自己有多强壮，乃是因为他们对神的信息与神的关系有多强壮。
Do you know what blocks a majority of people from making that exchange?
你知道到底阻拦很多人能够获得这样神的能力能力量的原因是什么吗？
Pride.
因为骄傲。
I could do this myself.
我可以自己做。
I don't need God.
我不需要神。
I'm a strong person.
我是一个强壮的人。
You know, the number one indicator of our pride and our self-sufficiency?
你知道这个有一个标记说能够体现一个人很骄傲，能够自我满足，自我供应。
We don't pray.
我们不祷告。
See, when you think you can do it yourself, you don't pray.
当你觉得你可以面对一切的时候，你能够自己过人生的时候，你不祷告。
And people that have the exchange life, they pray all the time.
当那些人他们愿意有这样交换的人生生命的时候，他们常常祷告。
If you're going to make it to the top of the mountain,
如果你想要去抵达山峰的话，
you must pray and exchange your weakness for His strength.
你必须祷告，你必须来跟神用你的软弱、你的无力来交换神的能力和力量。
The fourth step is a step towards the hope of the Lord.
第四步，迈步去等候、去仰望耶和华。
If you could read that, please.
以赛亚书四十章三十一节：但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So the picture Isaiah presents are young people in the valley, and they're tired, and they're weary, and they're stumbling, and they're falling.
这个图画以赛亚所给的图画就是当那些在山谷的，即使是年轻人，他们跌倒，他们无力，他们困倦，他们疲乏。
But there's two words that change the whole thing.
但是有两个词就改变了这一切的境况。
But those.
但是那些。
But those.
但那些。
We have a choice.
我们有每一个人都有个选择。
You don't have to go through life stumbling and tired and falling. But those.
你不需要经过人生，你总是这种软弱，总是疲乏，总是困倦，总是无力。
We have a choice.
我这个经文说，但那些就给了我们每一个人这样的一个应许，我们每个人都有这样的选择。
And mountaintop people put their hope in the Lord.
那些在山峰的人他们常常将他们的盼望放在神身上。
Now we have to take a just explain this word hope, because hope in the Bible is different from hope in our culture.
我要来稍微解释一下圣经上说的这个等候这个盼望到底是什么意思，因为它跟我们文化当中的盼望不太一样。
Hope in our culture is superstition. They used to say you cross your fingers if you want something to happen.
在我们文化当中，这个希望盼望就很肤浅，就是将这个食指交叉，这个食指跟中指交叉，希望说一切都好。
Hope in the Bible is expectancy that God is going to deliver.
盼望在圣经当中是指我们将盼望将希望放在神身上，神会拯救。
It's full confidence in the promises of God.
这是把所有的盼望所有的期待放在神的身上。
So those that hope in the Lord know that God's going to deliver.
所以那些愿意等候愿意盼望耶和华的他们真的就是将所有的盼望放在神的身上，他知道神会成就。
And their hope is in the Lord himself.
所以他们的盼望的这个对象是神。
You don't get hope from religion.
你并不是因为通过那些宗教的仪式，那些教条来得到盼望。
You get hope from a relationship with the Lord.
你的盼望从跟耶和华神的这样关系来得到。
And with great clarity, just a few chapters later in Isaiah 53, we find a description of the Lord.
所以我们很快从以赛亚书几章之后，53章看到了一个不一样的景象。
It says in Isaiah 53, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节说道，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
See, the reason that we can get to the mountaintop is because Jesus came and he went to the valley.
所以之所以我们每一个人能够走向山峰，是因为耶稣带我们每一个人上了十字架，他走在山谷里。
And his valley included a cross where he gave his life to take away my sin, my weaknesses, my mess ups, and he took it on himself.
耶稣的山谷就是上十字架为我们每个人的罪献上那挽回祭，真的是付上我们每个人都付不起的代价。
And then guess what happened on the third day, Sunday morning?
然后猜一猜第三天，耶稣死而复活的第三天发生了什么？
He rose from the dead.
他死而复活。
And he's alive today.
他今天还活着。
And because of his victory, I'm putting my hope in him.
因为他的胜利，因为他战胜了死亡，我将我的盼望放在他的身上。
That is mountaintop living.
这就是活在山峰的这样的一个景象。
A few summers ago, we were up at Camp Spofford in New Hampshire.
几个夏天之前呢，曾经有一个景象发生在这个斯波福德湖。
And we were on the beach, and a bald eagle came down and swooped over us.
我们正在这个湖上泛舟，突然有一个这个白头鹰，就突然从下往上翅上腾。
It was a massive bird.
它是个非常大的一个鸟。
We said, "Grab the children, protect the children."
然后我们就赶紧说，保护小孩子，保护小孩子。
But he wasn't coming after them.
然后其实这个鸟没有什么危害性。
But we watched this bird.
但是我们紧紧地盯着这个鸟。
And it didn't even flap its wings.
它基本上它都没有震动它的翅膀。
It caught a thermal, you know, the warm air rising, and just literally soared like this and went all the way high, hundreds of feet in the air.
所以这个白头鹰啊，它基本上就是没有展动自己翅膀，只是运用这个风的这样的一个啊，驾驭这个风的一个能力，慢慢盘旋而上。
And that is God's promise to you today.
这就是神对你今天的应许。
If you were in the valley,
如果你今天在山谷
and you want to make it to the top of the mountain,
你想要去登上山峰
put your hope and your confidence in Jesus Christ.
将你的盼望放在耶稣基督身上
and he will lift you to the top of the mountain.
他会让你带着你展翅上腾。
I cannot tell you how many times I've been in the valley.
我没有办法告诉你我人生经历了多少次的低谷。
It happens to me more frequently than I'd like it to happen.
这个远远比我想要让这些低谷发生的次数多得多。
But when I'm in that valley,
当我当人生低谷的时候
I say to the Lord,
我对神说
I'm going to trust your wisdom.
我相信你的智慧。
I'm going to trust your character.
我会相信你的属性。
I'm going to trust your provision.
我相信你的供应。
Lord Jesus, I'm going to place my hope in you.
主耶稣，我将我的盼望放在你身上。
And when I make that declaration,
当我做出这样的祷告，这样的委身的时候
every time I rise out of the valley,
每一次我做完这样的祷告，我都如鹰展翅上腾，我从山谷飞向山峰。
And I invite you to take that journey today.
我今天啊，鼓励你们每一个人，你们都来走一走这个旅程。
I'd like to teach you a prayer that my mentor taught me.
我想教大家一个祷告，是我的导师教我的。
I think I've taught this to you before, but
我可能以前教过你们。
I just want to pray it again.
我只是想跟你们再来一次走一遍这个祷告。
And when we pray these parts of our bodies, if you could point to them. So pray with your eyes open.
所以当我们每一句一句的来祷告，走过这个祷告的时候，希望你们每一个人真的是用心读，用脑子读。
Actually, could you do the remote because it's going to switch sides and pray it in Mandarin? We won't do English, we'll just do Mandarin.
Okay. 主啊，我把我的心思意念献上给你，让我可以思想你的所思。我把我的眼睛献上给你，让我可以看见你所看见的。我把我的耳朵献上给你，让我可以听见你的声音和人的呼求。我把我的口舌献上给你，让我可以说生命之道。我把我的心献上给你，让我以你的心为心。我把我的手献上给你，让我可以服侍你的子民。我把我的脚献上给你，让我可以将福音传到世界的每个角落，每天走正义之路。我把我的全人献上给你，让我今天可以成为你所喜悦的样式。
Every day, dedicate yourself, all of yourself.
每一天将你的全人献上。
To Jesus Christ.
想献上给耶稣基督。
Put your hope in Him.
将你的盼望放在他身上。
Lord, I pray a blessing on this congregation.
主啊，我为这个每一个会众来祷告。
I pray for anyone in the valley that today they would take that journey to the mountaintop.
主啊，我为我们当中每一个在低谷的人来祷告，求你今天就来他，让他们来经历从山谷到山峰的这段旅程。
Lord, we place our hope in you.
主啊，我们恳求你从你而来的盼望。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.